preacher man says it's the end of time, and that Mississippi River, she's a-going dry.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hope your weekend is getting started off on a positive note. Ours is. And Barbecue Bob, we've been talking with a little bit of gun safety and safe gun ownership, and I think we want to pick that subject back up now, right?
Yeah, we didn't get quite enough turkey hunting out of Babe. I needed some more tips because...
No more ticks, just more tips.
I plan on going up to Whipple. And I'm going to take my wife with me because I got this new big blind from Alan Bob.
You just want to check her for ticks, don't you?
I do. We've got a little love shack up there. And anyway, I got this perfect spot where every night the turkeys just come in. And if I can get a license, I'm going to be doing that.
Yep.
Because they'll march right by me. I mean, maybe I'll give her a shotgun too and let her pick
get
one
two up. Licenses, right? Yeah. That smoker's big enough for two turkeys. You can do that.
Yeah. So anyway, with us right now is an old friend of both of ours, Steve Prince. Jop and I took a concealed carry class from Steve. He owns a company called Prince Arming, amongst other things. Welcome back.
Thanks. Yeah, Prince Arming has been a good business for me. Going back into my military background, it was a perfect fit. And my main mission is Warrior Set Free, a ministry for veterans, but this is a great side job, and people tell me I do it really well.
And
so.
I think you were like the dean of the Army Recruiting ROTC at Western, right?
So the guy in charge of that program, his official title is the Professor of Military Science. So he's the PMS. Yeah. I was an assistant professor of military.
You were the dean.
He was the dean at Western, okay? He was the Army dean.
No.
That's it.
Nope.
So that's how I met you anyway.
Yep,
through ROTC. I think donating some bows or something.
We did
Alan Bob's.
Bob's, Camp Cuervo Archery Club, getting archery equipment into the hands of veterans.
And then Jop and I went out to your house.
Right, and we took a little gun safety, and then we also took our concealed carry classes from you. You had the lawyers come in and the whole deal, And that, you know, talk a little bit about that, because there may be some confusion or just lack of understanding of who can take that class and how long it takes and what it's all about.
Right. You have to be 21 in order to get your concealed pistol license. And the confusion starts when people call it a CCW. Getting a CCW is a 5-year felony. It means you did it illegally, although Michigan used to call the license that. So to get your CPL, you have to be 21. You have to pass the class. It's got to be a minimum 8-hour class. I'm registered with certified through the NRA and the MCRGO, Michigan Coalition for Responsible Gun Owners. And there are a couple others, but you have to take that class, and then you apply through the state. So the state actually issues you your license. And when I send out a welcome email, I send the state application, and it lists all the law violations. If you've had DUIs, you might not get approved,
right.
but that form is open source on the internet, and so you can know before you get trained or before you apply whether or not you'll get approved for the license.
I see. So, and most people that go through the class, I understand that the law has relaxed a little bit on that as far as the process that you go through. It's more standardized on the state rather than being controlled by the counties now. Is that
right? Accurate? I think it was a couple years ago. They took every state or every county was doing it different in Michigan. So, for example, Ottawa County, I was told you had to appear in front of a board and answer questions, and then they'd decide based on your questions. So the state has now standardized it. It's the same for every person. You go to the county clerk of the county you live in, and they process it, and then they mail it to you.
So if you've had any local trouble, they're going to know everything.
They'll know. And as far as this national argument about background checks, when you apply for that concealed pistol license, you're submitting yourself to a higher standard, a very in-depth background check. And then when you get your CPL, it shows that you've been approved through that process.
They certified my me free of polyps and everything after my background check.
Is that right?
Right. Yeah.
Nice. That was a different investigation, Bob. Yeah. You're confused there. But, so, Steve, let's talk about maybe some of the common misconceptions on where you can and where you cannot legally carry your pistol.
Right. And that one of the things we talk about in the law brief is the laws change every year. So if you have a concealed pistol license, the no carry zones are listed on the back of your CPL, your concealed pistol license. So it's schools, bars, churches. Churches can grant permission to certain individuals if they'd like. Hospitals, casinos. Another one that's confusing is universities and colleges. You can't go into a classroom or a dorm, but some universities have their own laws. So that's something that still hasn't been decided, but they're listed right on there. They're also on the Michigan State Police webpage.
You bring up churches. There is an organization called Sheepdog. Have you
Sheepdog Seminars is a person named Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman, who I go all the way back to when I was a cadet in the Army in 1996.
Uh-huh.
He was one of our ROTC instructors. And if you really want to know the truth about school shootings, workplace shootings, church shootings, all these murders that are happening, Dave Grossman is the number one expert. He wrote a book called On Killing. In the 90s, he wrote a follow-up book called On Combat.
Aren't we going to be talking about him at the end of this segment? Because that name sounds
familiar. We are. I'm bringing him to town April 28th.
How about that?
So.
Yeah. So, in other words, a lot of churches like ours, we have Sheepdog at our church. And
yes,
there are concealed carry members. It's a big church, and we have quite a few guys now that are in the organization.
Right.
It's very quiet.
And it should be.
Yep.
It should be. You shouldn't have badges.
No.
One friend that did this, someone came to their church, and they all had security badges on, and the guy goes, oh, you have shoot me first badges. Because if someone comes in to shoot up your church and murder people, they're going to shoot the guys who might shoot
like
them back
putting
first.
Up a sign that says it's a gun-free zone. I mean, you're asking for the murderers to find you.
Yes. And my other personal little tidbit on all the arguments going on right now, if another law would stop these murderers from happening, why don't we just make murder illegal? And then if the laws will change it, then we're done. Just make murder illegal.
I think it already is.
Oh.
Yeah,
wow.
Right.
So nobody should be doing that anyway because it's illegal.
Yeah.
Right.
So
now they'll find a way no matter what.
Well, the point there is the law doesn't matter.
No, there,
the
there
person,
you go.
The That's deranged exactly person right. is going to do what the deranged person does.
Exactly.
Right? And making it easier or more difficult for me to get a gun if I'm that deranged person, I would assume, I don't know, thank God I don't know, but I would assume you can get a gun.
Right? That's why
black market somewhere doing something
correct.
Illegally.
That's why the sheepdogs of the world are so important.
And that sheepdog term, Colonel Grossman coined that. And if you saw American Sniper, Chris Kyle explains that to his kids sitting at the kitchen table. They asked Colonel Grossman's permission to use that in the movie. So that's
nice.
He developed that. Colonel Cooper had a part in that before Colonel Grossman as well. But these guys are the number one experts.
Yeah.
So you're inviting them to town.
We have them coming April 28th. If you go to sheepdogseminars.com or warriorsetfree.com, it's right at the top of our webpage.
So I have a question for you. Now, there are a lot of guys that get certified as instructors, right?
Correct.
I don't think it takes quite enough to get certification. In other words, what I'm saying is if you go to Prince Arming, if you talk to this gentleman with us, you have Army-trained, a professional gun handler, instructor, instead
right.
of just some guy who took a course and, you know, maybe just got into it and passed
right.
the test.
And I don't
time
wanna...
tested. Okay. No, I'm going to sell you. This is the deal. This guy can teach you tactics. And I think that's a big part of carrying a weapon is to be tactical, not just to know your legal limits and laws and rights, but tactics and how to defend yourself and other people if you're going to be a real sheepdog. That's just my opinion.
Thank you. And all these guys that are instructors are my friends. I don't badmouth them, but
I'm not bad
some mouth. No. But some of these guys are gun experts that work in gun stores and can tell you everything about every model of every gun. I'm not that guy. I'm an instructor who in the military, if you're not going to war, you're training to go to war.
Right.
So we train. So even being an ROTC instructor, I'm an instructor who has a passion for guns. So there's a difference with I want you to learn, I want you to know the information, and I'll work with you until you do.
And if you have that responsibility of carrying a weapon, there's an awful lot that goes with that.
Absolutely.
And that's a mindset. But anyway, Steve Prince Arming, thanks so much for joining us.
Coming up next, We're going to look for a little feral hog. Stick with us. We'll be back. I'm an American soldier, an American. Beside my brothers and my sisters, I will proudly take a stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, I will always do what's right.